Morning Mayhem is joined by Arkansas second baseman Cam Kojal. Kojal hit 333 with 15 home runs and 62 RBIs on the way to making second team All-SEC. He comes into this season as a Baseball America preseason All-American. He's brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. Count on Ortho Arkansas for urgent treatment, diagnosis, physical therapy, and more. Serving Arkansas statewide with 10 locations. For more info, visit orthoarkansas.com or call them at 501-500-3500.
Good morning, Camden.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, man. Our last call with you officially, not to say we're never going to talk to you again. I hope we can stay in touch. But officially with Morning Mayhem as our NIL call sponsored by Ortho Arkansas. It's our last one. Just got to tell you, you know, getting started, man, it's been a blast for 2 years. You've been a class act, and we've really enjoyed getting to know you and following your career.
Yes, well, thank you. I love doing this, and it's kind of something fun to do, and you guys were always great to me, so thank you.
It's funny, Roger, I texted him yesterday mid-afternoon, just, hey, listen, would tomorrow work out? Didn't hear from him until about 7:30, 8 o'clock last night. Guess why? You want to take a guess, Roger?
Fishing.
He was fishing. Of course he was. Of course he was. All right, well, let's talk about the season. Did not end where you wanted it to end. Talk about the regional. Let's just start with that first, the regional at Kansas.
Yeah, so I mean, we got the regional draw at Kansas, and we drove up there and knew we had a good Missouri State team for the first game, and you can never really overlook them. They're a great team, and we've had a lot of really good games with them over the past couple of years. So we decided to throw Gackle, and he pitched good enough for us to win, and then bullpen pitched great, and our hitters had some big swings, and I think we won by maybe 5 or 6 runs. So on that first game, and then second game, we're like, oh, baby, this is the big game. It's always in those regionals. It's the 1-0 game that's the big game. Mm-hmm. And we had Dietz on the mound, and their starter was pitching well, and it was just kind of one of those high-intensity, low-scoring, fun-to-play-in baseball games. Reese Robinette hit that 2-run home run, got us up 3-1, and then the next inning, their shortstop, who's a really good player, he hit a 2-run home run to tie it. So it was 3-3 for a couple innings, and then they hit 1 or 2 more home runs, and I think they ended up winning 5-3. But that stadium it's a little different. I mean, when you're playing some of those schools, they don't have as big a stadium like we do in the SEC, where it's built to hold 10,000 plus fans. Right. Whereas Kansas, I think it holds like 2,000 fans. It feels like a high school stadium, but when you fill it with 4,000 basketball fans. It's a different environment. Multiple times I heard my mom getting yelled at, and there's beer being thrown all over, and some pretty nasty stuff. So
wish we
could have beat them. But next day came back and beat Northeastern. They're a really good team. I knew a couple kids on the team just from playing in the Northeast for a couple years in summer leagues. Beat them, and then ended up getting a shot at Kansas again. We came out hot out of the gate. And then they just kept scoring. So it was very sad and not what we wanted, but this team kept fighting, and that's what I'm proud of.
Well, first of all, I hate to hear that about your mom. I'd heard that I'd seen some of the posts about their crowds were rowdy and obnoxious and were over the edge in some of the things they did. So I hate that for your mom. That's inexcusable. Listen, Kansas is a good team, and, you know, you guys sort of been like this season. You know, you guys are streaky and – you know, be up and down a little bit and just didn't get it done. I know for you, so what's weird about this, Camden, is that, you know, you're a junior by, you know, definition, and I didn't know what your plans were, and all of a sudden I heard the other day, you know, I guess it was right after the game when Coach Van Horn said, you know, we're losing some, you know, great guys and Camden Kojal, and I was like, okay, all right, so even though you'd have a year left, but that was it. So what is your feeling, man? What does it feel like if that's the case that your career at Arkansas and your time here in the state?
Yeah, I took care of my education, so I graduated this past semester with my communications degree. So schooling, I'm done if I want to be,
right?
And then that kind of opens up the possibility to play professionally. So. Hoping to sign in July, hoping that goes my way. If it doesn't, then not the end of the world, but hoping to sign professionally in July, along with Ryder and Gackle and Deets and a couple other really good players in our program. But I mean, I love playing at Arkansas. Every minute of it. The people, the fan base, the coaches, and just the facilities, they're second to none. And it's something that I think a lot of kids want to do in the state, and I'm just very blessed to do it.
You know, I remember, Roger, I got to go back. I'll go back to last year. One of the great moments was when the team was, I guess that was after the Super Regional, when you guys were running around the outside of the stadium, had the trophy, and I think you were jumping in the lake out there, and there's a great photo of Camden with the trophy or something. It was on the cover of the Democrat Gazette, and I never got that for you, so I need to go back and get that, number one. Number two, Dave Anhorn talked about this, Cam, that you look at last year. Now, you hit for a little bit better average. I think you ended the season at 333 last year. So you finished the season at 318. But, Roger, Camden was number one for the team, batting average, run scored, number of hits, home runs, RBIs, total bases, slugging percentage. You were number one. So, you know, Dave, you know, made the point that maybe you didn't hit quite as much as average, but you certainly hit for more power. And you've been consistent, man. I mean, I think that's something to be said. You know, your numbers, you know, you were great last year, but you came back and, you know, you had to go from second to short. You did that for the team. That was not what was expected. So just, you know, I think, you know, I know you don't care about those individual statistics, but at some point you got to look back and say, hey, man, that ain't bad. That's a solid year, and that's a solid season supporting your team.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fun season. I think a lot of those individual things, they just go back to the team and the people that helped me do them. I mean, I could have done it without Coach Thompson and Coach Warnes. I know sometimes Coach Thompson gets a little more hate than he should, but he's an unbelievable coach. He knows what he's doing. He helps us work hard. We have an unbelievable facility over there in the Fowler, and he just spends hours over there helping guys. And he's transformed my career. He just has. I mean, he helped me so much mentally and so much physically, and turned me into the player I am today, standing here. I couldn't have done it without Coach Thompson, and that's something that everyone needs to know. But also just guys like Carson Willis, who I was able to wake up and work out with and push me and do stuff like that.
We're visiting with Camden Koshal, brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. Go out and check out all the great doctors. Roger and I know a lot of the doctors over there, and they've actually worked on me and appreciate them. What a great orthopedic clinic they are. Yeah, so appreciate them sponsoring Camden for 2 years in a row. And, I was wondering, too, you know, last year you have the magical season where you get to go back to where, you know, your dad was employed at Omaha at the stadium, and that was a great experience. Not going to obviously happen this year, but there are seven teams, SEC teams, that are in the mix, and I was going to see a few of those SEC teams. Any thoughts on any of them you think maybe have the best shot at going all the way?
Yeah, I mean, I really hope that the SEC wins another national title. I think it just shows how dominant our league is. But I don't know. I think Alabama is a good team. I think Georgia, Mississippi State are really good teams. That's going to be a heck of a super regional.
Yeah, sure is.
Pulling for both Georgia and Mississippi State. I think either one of those teams, whoever wins out of that super, has a really good shot at winning in Omaha. I think they both know that, and I think it's going to be really fun to watch this weekend. But I'm heading back up to Nebraska on Saturday. I'm driving over with my fiance, Natalie, and then I don't know if I'll stick in town for the Collegewood Series. I might just be mad the whole time.
No.
So I might just have to. Yeah. Get out of town and go out in the country. So
I got you. Well,
Georgia and Mississippi State.
Yeah, that's Oklahoma's in it. You know, obviously, you know, Kansas is hosting that super regional because of the way that worked out. So Oklahoma's in it. You mentioned, you know, Texas is in it. So yeah, Georgia looks tough. So yeah, there's a good chance that the SEC team will have a shot at winning it all. And we're excited about ULR, Little Rock Trojans. You guys played them. You've played them the last couple of years, and that's a great story too. You know, I'm sure you agree with that.
Yes, that's unbelievable. I think that's just so good for the state, just for baseball in general. Wish them, of course, the best of luck. I hope they can really make a run, and I'll be rooting for them. But that'll be really cool to watch.
Obviously you're getting ready for the next level. Have you set the wedding date? Have you got that already set up or no?
Oh, this was a whole fiasco, and I could tell you a lot of stories about this. But I think we're shooting for November 2027. that's going to be
okay.
The rough time frame. So let her finish her senior year of college and then get on with our lives. So we're excited.
Oh, that's great.
That's plenty of time. That's plenty of planning time.
It's a lot of planning time. It gives both moms a chance to get things, all the ducks in a row, no pun intended, with you. And you can just go ahead and send all our invitations to the station.
Where is the wedding going to be? Is it going to be, where would it be held? Would it be in Arkansas or somewhere else?
It'll be in Omaha.
Okay.
There's both gifts in Omaha, but everyone in Arkansas is invited. So
that's everyone. Awesome.
Groomsmen wearing camo?
I like that.
Yep.
I love it, of course, Roger. Well, listen, man, too, if you find that you're coming down here to Central Arkansas, I know you fish all over the state, give us a heads up. We love to treat you, or if you and your fiance come down here, we love to treat you to dinner or lunch sometime and say thanks again. Have we sent him a Morning Mayhem shirt this year? We got to make sure and we got to make sure Ella McDowell, who we'll say goodbye to her tomorrow. She's got her bus, her Morning Mayhem shirt.
We got to get that size, Cam. We got to get you a shirt.
Yeah, we'll follow up and get that done. But hey, man, bottom line, it's been a blast. You're a class act. As I mentioned on my voice text last night, you know, you're going to go down as one of the all-time greats in terms of both on the field and off the field production. And just the class act and leader you were. So.
And one of the all-time greats that we've had on our show.
Oh, yeah.
Captain, as you've far been, as being yeah. a part of the show, you have been,
yeah, you've been super,
way,
man.
Way, way above outstanding.
Yeah, really, really fun. So we wish you the best. Stay in touch, man. Let's we're going to follow you. And as you mentioned, always a Razorback. And like I said, we look forward to following you and the next step in your career.
Yeah, so thank you so much. This was amazing, guys. And it's hard to leave this place, but. I'll always be a Razorback.
Well, may God bless, buddy.
All right, go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Thanks, Cannon. Appreciate it.
Yeah, let's go Hawks.
Have a good one. Thank you. All right, thanks to Ortho Arkansas again. Appreciate them stepping up. All of our sponsors who do these, and that's why we're, you know, there's you know, they're not cheap, but there's so much added value, you know, being able to be associated with people like that. I appreciate Ortho stepping up and doing that for 2 years. So.
Well, they got a good one.
They got a good one. They sure did.